Today's Gospel, St. John takes us to the shores of the Sea of Tiberias, which is also known as the Sea of Galilee. A familiar scene unfolds. A scene of tired fishermen after a hard night's toil and empty nets, not a single catch. After the resurrection, the disciples return their daily activities. So they cast their nets on familiar territory through the night, but catch not a thing. However, as John was coming, a familiar voice calls from the shore, "Cast your net on the right side." And with this simple command, everything changes. Their nets overflow with fish, and their hearts overflow with recognition, it is the Lord. This moment is not just about the miraculous catch of fish. It's more about Jesus' meeting his disciples in their place of struggle, in their problem of unproductiveness, in spite of their hard work all night long. You see, when they only rely on their own, they realize that they come up empty-handed. But when Jesus comes to the picture, fruitfulness, abundance, many blessings result. Close to home, friends, how often do we rely on our own strength? How often do I rely on our own strength only to come up empty-handed? Yet Jesus, the risen Lord, stands at the shores of our lives, offering an invitation to be part of our story, to give us what we need to make good things happen. Then comes the powerful exchange between Jesus and Peter. "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Three times Jesus asks, "Do you love me?" Three times Peter answers, "I do." And each time Jesus is offering Peter the invitation to embrace his mercy. It's a loving conversation of healing. Remember, it's a reverse of Peter's threefold denial. And we see that Jesus is not condemned, he restores. And keep in mind, with each question, Jesus is not looking for an apology. He's calling Peter into deeper love and responsibility. "Feed my sheep. Be my hands, my feet, my heart in the world." And Jesus further renews his choice to make Peter the head of the church, of his flock, the body of Christ. So, dear friends, today Jesus asks you and me, "Do you love me?" Is it not a question of the past? It's an invitation to the future. Oh, like Peter, we too have failed. We have denied. We've fallen short of our promises to walk with Jesus. But good news, Jesus doesn't dwell on our failures. He invites you and me forward. So we tell Jesus, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." But then love is not just sweet words from our lips, it's actions from our heart. That is why we too must do what the Lord tells us. Cast your net on the right side and feed my sheep. It's a call to mission, a call to serve, a call to be the hands, the feet, the heart of Jesus, to bring love and hope and joy to our world, to bring the risen Jesus to those who need his love more than ever. So as we continue during this season, yet still to be completed, Easter day after day, may we remember that Jesus is part of the journey, every bit of the way, in joy and in sorrow, in hope and disappointment, in good times and not so good times. And better yet, he fills our emptiness, not with reproach, but with love, and invites us to respond by saying, "Yes, Lord, count us in." So like Peter, may we rise from our feelings. We follow him, follow Jesus, feeding his sheep with tenderness, love, and mercy.